You're tuning on Gordon GD's channel. Please stand by.
In this episode, Gordon wonders about our search for authentic being.
Hi, it's Gordon again. I hope you're doing fine. Today I just wanted to share some thoughts that have been coming up during my course of study of Buddhism, which, as you might know, I'm undertaking, and also on my daily practice of meditation and mindfulness. I have gained a lot of wisdom and knowledge and even insight from the last couple of months. In fact, for those who don't know, I contribute to a blog about Buddhism, or a blog that looks at life from a Buddhist perspective, which is The Zone Mind, and you can find it linked from my homepage, which there will be a link at the end of this episode. And in the course of my practice, I've been noticing a lot of things about reality, and particularly about my assumptions about the world. Indeed, I dare say that Buddhism and Buddhist practice has made me more aware of many, many things and has changed my way of looking at things, and in fact, I could say it changed my reality as well. Whereas before I looked at things from a narrower perspective, today I can at least attempt to understand the complexity of life. And yet, in this complexity that I see, that I am perceiving, there is also simplicity. And I guess this is part of the mystery of the experience. While words cannot truly capture what the fruits of practice, of practicing Buddhist or other kind of meditation practice, is like how this experience will feel to you. I guarantee that so far it has really changed me in a lot of ways. And since I started blogging on The Zone Mind, I can say that I'm a different person in many ways. First of all, I try to be less judgmental and be more aware of my own behavior and my own biases. And that makes me, today I think, more understanding, and perhaps I feel a bit more in connection with other people, in touch with other people on a deeper level. Naturally, I haven't really freed myself from the compulsions and habits that I had before. There are times when I lose control, when I get angry, when I have feelings of jealousy and even hate. But I'm growing more aware of these, and once I am in control of what's really not in control, it's not the right word. As long as I'm aware that these thoughts and emotions are going through me, and if you're really pay attention to what you're feeling and how you're seeing things, you get to a stage when you recognize your reaction, that you're feeling so and so. You riskless. You really decrease the chance of just being impulsive or reacting to a particular experience. But you have time to look into yourself and try to find a good response that is neither too violent or that is too calm or too defeatist. I honestly don't know how my life will turn out because this insight, this new way of looking at things is really changing me in many ways, as I said before. It's really making me think about what I want to do from life, what I want to do in the future. Because the more I get in touch with myself and with the reality that has been sometimes obscured by my ambitions or my hopes for the future, now I can see clearly that there is a kind of reality that is beyond all the material or human things that exist, and that ultimately this reality we live in right now is only temporary and definitely not permanent. And I am finding that living a life trying to always gain advantage over someone else, or living for money or possessions, is really a futile life. It's really a life that will end as any other life would. Rich and poor, having money or great titles, people of history have all died. They have all gone, and they will go, and more will go as time passes by. So, in a way, it's vain to keep going seeking things that ultimately are empty, that they lead to nothing, but perhaps what they lead to is the satisfaction and a feeling that we haven't really done what we had to do in the world. We haven't lived up to our full potential. And I think this is a sadness that if I think about it, I would rather not go through. Don't get me wrong, this journey of self-discovery can be one where you are saddened when you feel sadness. But the sadness is different from the sadness of depression. It's a sadness of knowing that while you feel at least you're getting close to a realization, that you're getting close to an appreciation of life, other people around you, even loved ones, still persist in a type of life that, you know, at the end of the day will end in the same way as other people's lives. And to see people fight and kill each other, to see people cheat and hate, to gain some, I don't know what, some favor or some better deal in life, I think it's counterproductive, because we all need each other ultimately. We all need to be with one another, and if you look at it this way, all we are is a gift. I think that arises from the many people we know and people we don't know that make our living possible, that make our being, in fact, possible. So I don't want to keep you listening too much, but my point is that it's important to stop and think and reflect. You don't need to meditate like I do, like I'm doing. But of course it's important to leave, to maintain a contact with yourself, to actually be aware of who you are, to ask questions and stop for a time to really look deep into yourself, to ask yourself whether you are living the life that is in harmony with your sense of being. Because it's easy to risk living a life perhaps of comfort, of pleasure, and never gain that happiness that you would have had if you made different choices. And finally, it is us who choose, who make the choice. We can blame others for making the wrong choices. We may blame circumstances for the life we have. And in some way, these things do affect the choices we have at our disposal. But even so, there is a certain responsibility that we must carry, that no one will carry for us, that we must be responsible for who we are. And as Buddhism teaches, and even other religious traditions such as Christianity teaches, that the master of our lives is us. We are masters of our lives. Nobody else can really have that control to destroy us, to destroy our inner being, if in some way we are not prepared, or we are weak, or else we are ready to give up that easily. Because it's understandable for someone to be ready to sacrifice his happiness, his or her happiness, because he or she knows no better. And many times this is why people make mistakes, people commit crimes, because they don't know better and think that by getting their way, by getting what they want, they will be happy, they will be satisfied. When in truth, the happiness that is really lasting is a happiness that is within, that cannot be bought. A happiness of the heart. And I am still confused about what part I should now pursue. There are many options I have available, but right now I want to grow in the understanding of who I am and to understand what my purpose in life is. And while this may involve perhaps a shift in career, even a new life altogether, I think it's important to me that I take up that responsibility, because I know that pursuing another path that is not meant for me would be like wasting an opportunity, which is literally once in a lifetime. Thanks for listening to this book, this episode. Please feel free to contact me, and hope you have a good day, night, whenever you're listening. And don't forget to get in touch via my Facebook account or my Twitter account, or even now you have the ability to email me directly from the site. I hope you enjoy the day, the night, or whatever. Thanks very much for listening.
You can get in touch with Gordon by emailing him at zonemind.starchild@gmail.com. Kindly make sure you include the word boo in your mail.
For more content by Gordon, please visit http://www.gordongd.com. Thanks for listening. GordonGD.com is now on Facebook. Visit www.gordongd.com to get started.